Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the broadcast today, Ray Hager and I speak with Howard Rosenberg in his role as entertainment critic for the whole show on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
Safety is the number one priority for the trucking industry. Over $7 billion a year is spent on technology, like this electronic eye, that will apply the brakes automatically. But the most important factor for safety is the truck driver. These hardworking men and women who safely move over 70% of our nation's freight and 94% of Nevada's. We thank you, because trucks move America forward.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
Chronic diseases like diabetes,
asthma, and heart disease
are the number one
cause of death,
disability,
and rising healthcare costs
in the United States.
Today,
more than 86%
of our healthcare spending
goes to treating people with chronic diseases.
I'm Ken Thorpe, chairman of the Partnership to Fight Chronic Disease. As the presidential candidates discuss their plans to address rising healthcare costs,
ask them how they plan to address the chronic disease problem.
Paid for by the Partnership to Fight Chronic Disease.
Does your business deserve the absolute best in workers' compensation? You should know that not all workers' comp is equal. With Pro Group Management, your business is all that matters. What do you receive for your premium dollar? Professional risk management team, top-rated claim service, customer care team, website access to your full account? It's all in the numbers. You can upgrade your dollars and make them stretch farther and more efficiently. Call us today. You deserve the best. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers. We're taping this on February the 4th because we're moving studios and we're banking some shows here. And we have Howard Rosenberg joining us for 23 years. Howard was one of the longest-serving entertainment critics on television. And we're always pleased to have you back on the program to talk about entertainment things. So what do you think, A, about Star Wars the movie, and B, its success?
All right, A, it's not a good movie. I was very disappointed, very disappointed. But then it's almost set up to disappoint you. Now, if you're as old as I am, the disappointment is major. If you're younger and have only seen Star Wars maybe on your television screen, no matter how big it is, you might forgive it a little bit more.
So you mean cinematically,
it is not a good film. Today's film, for instance, The Big Short, good movie. Except the one thing, Christian Bale plays a character who has no connection, except in people's heads, between what's going on in the other movie. It's almost as if his film parts were shot as a separate film. I'm finding the same thing happening in Star Wars. Insofar as the money it's making a fortune. Disney knows how to market, knows precisely when to drop things, and pulls along at the same time the interest from not just one generation, but from three.
But now you take the director, J.J. Abrams. I mean,
he has restarted.
You know, this is the second major show that he's restarted. Started with Star Trek.
Right.
And now with Star Wars. Mm-hmm. Of course, he directed Lost. I mean, this guy knows how to attract the audience.
Very definitely.
And bring in the heartstrings. Because, I mean, a lot of people looked at that and said, look, they brought back all the old characters.
Yep.
And made it a part of the movie.
Did you look at the old characters?
I thought they were fine.
I know, but Harrison's old. I don't want to remember Harrison as being old. And Carrie Fisher? Well, the less said about that, the better.
All right, but the bottom line was that I think that people, you know, what we did as a family is we watched all six movies, the original six movies. At home. And thoroughly enjoyed them. And we watched them in the order that they were released.
Right.
Not in all these crazy orders that people are now saying, oh, you can miss
prequels
out episode.
And all that.
Yeah. So we watched it the way it was presented and then went back and watched the movie again. We thoroughly enjoyed it.
Okay, that's fine. You have to understand something, Sam. I'm a film critic, okay? I'm not God. I can only give you my opinion. I once thought that I was God, and then my mother disabused me of that feeling very, very quickly because I did one of those reviews where I was very clever, very sarcastic. I was really proud of myself. And I came home, and my mother looked at me and said, I have one question, dear. I said, what's that? She said, who died and elected you, God? That was the end of that. All I can do is give you my opinion. And the opinion changes as I get older. I know more. I've seen more. And I'm not as willing to forgive certain things that other people don't even see. So what's the difference?
You know, Howard, since I've retired, what I like to do is scroll through Turner Classic Movies.
Yes.
And I've seen some great movies, Fugitive from a Chain Gang last night, From Here to Eternity, Best Years of Our Lives. But when you go from Turner Classic Movies to HBO to contemporary movies, there's a vast difference.
Yes.
And what happened to Hollywood to make this vast difference in movies from yesteryear until now? Like you say, Star Wars, that's so corporate. I'm waiting for them to eat McDonald's in it and drink Coca-Cola.
It's really very simple. Hollywood hasn't changed. We have. We've gotten older. We've gotten a little less patient with some stuff that we were very patient with in the old days. I am doing a class this semester that I never thought I would ever do. There is nothing any more boring for me than a silent movie, silent. Well, we have something new coming along in education. It's called universal design. And that means something very simple to me. All it means is no matter what the person is facing or what the person is or what the person has or anything else, anyone walking into a classroom ought to be able to get the same amount of information and enjoyment. So it's my job to do that in such a way that no one is disenfranchised. And I'm having the best time. We're using silent movies. I'm showing the kids tonight Cabinet of Dr. Caligari and Nosferatu. They are wonderful films. They're German expressionist films. There's nothing that's going to play on television because I don't think they can get an audience.
Okay, but now, is there a piano player?
No.
So it's strictly a silent movie.
Exactly. And the kids are getting it. I didn't think they would. I said, what's a blind person going to do if he comes into a film class? And a friend of mine looked at me and said, do you remember radio? Hello? How much of what we see on the screen and hear on the screen is simply corrective? We don't really need it. All you need to do is watch what's happening. It's the filmmaker's job to show you an image that tells you everything. The sound is incidental. How many times do you see something way across the way? There's no sound with it, but you know what's happening. You can tell by body language, by positioning, all those things. There's so much more to film than I ever realized until I started this. I have a wonderful person at the university when I was talking about this, and she has this wonderful way of looking at me that says, without her saying it, you're behaving like a horse's patoot. Cut it out. And it makes you think. I love things like that.
All right, let's take a break. More with Howard Rosenberg when we come back.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. You ask, are we busy? Here's United Construction, 700,000 square feet of distribution. This is SJS Development. They're grading for their new facility. This is eBay's new data center under construction. TRI offers 30,000 acres of industrial property. It's ready to build, and there's room for you. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. We're building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
St. Ives Florist, for every holiday and every special occasion, for romance. Custom home design. We have the largest selection of fresh flowers in Northern Nevada. And we also offer a large selection of unique gift items. Come see me, Lorianne, at St. Ives Florist, 700 South Wells Avenue, or call me at 333-9190.
The Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot for food, fun, and friends. Play the hottest slots and video games. Join the Conductors Club and earn comps and free play. Meet your friends at Sully Sports Bar and feast on juicy burgers, wings, big beers, and all your favorite cocktails. Download the Tamarack Junction mobile app for exclusive food and gaming offers right from your phone. The Tamarack Junction, where friends meet in South Reno, just north of the Summit Mall on South Virginia.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward.
And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, in his role as entertainment critic, Howard Rosenberg joins us. Robert Downey Jr. was fabulous playing Charlie Chaplin.
Yes.
I thought that was one of the best movies I've ever seen.
And it was all done with attitude of body. It wasn't done with sound, Sam. How much do we miss because we're relying too much on sound?
And there's also misdirection.
All right. And then you do something that infuriates me. You sit home and you watch a DVD or a streaming or whatever the hell that is. You need to go to the movie.
I do.
That I know, occasionally. You need to go to the movie because when there's an audience, the feeling that comes from the screen is amplified. You feel it stronger. There's nothing that takes the place of going to a packed movie. You feel things that you couldn't feel any other way.
You know, I don't disagree with you. And you know, you and I have been talking about, you know, the demise of movie theaters for years now, and you and I have disagreed on this. And I think Star Wars is a perfect example of how people not only have gone to the movie, but just like they did back in the 70s, they've gone over
and over again.
And over.
Yes. So, market-wise, all the things that indicate what makes a movie successful... It's a major success. I wouldn't take that away from it. It isn't a good film for me.
You know, Howard, I'm going to go back here at least 40 years when I was a student at the University of Nevada, and I actually dropped into your class on a regular basis. I didn't sign up for it because I didn't want to take the test, but I wanted to watch movies. And I remember the movie Citizen Kane was billed as maybe the best movie that was ever made. And I really have an appreciation for that movie today because of dropping in on your class.
Right.
So is Citizen Kane the best movie that's ever been made?
No, it's not. It's
is it in the top 10?
Oh, yes. It's one of the best. How can anybody say this is the best of the best?
Well, what are some other top ones that could be considered?
Best Years of Our Lives.
Okay.
So Proudly We Hail. There's Lost Horizon, my favorite film of all time, 1937. If you haven't seen it, you need to see it. I'll even lend it to you. I think I'll
How about The Lost
VHS.
Weekend with Ray Milland?
Fantastic film, but it's what I call a downer. It's not one that I want to go and see. It's one that I should go and see, and I did. But I don't want to pay $10 to be depressed. By the same token, show me a little hope. That's all I ask. A little hope. Best Years of Our Lives. It's a brilliant film, but it's a sad film, too.
Now, I just saw The Revenant. Mm-hmm. And what I appreciated about that film, it's out in the wilderness,
mm-hmm.
I think, the Canadian wilderness.
Yep.
But the word is that it was shot with all natural light, which I thought was absolutely amazing. Maybe what can you talk about that?
Yes, we can do that today. Because the cameras are so much more sensitive to light. In the olden days, you would have had to take a camera that was the size of a telephone booth. Do you think anybody remembers what a telephone booth is? In
only,
any
only
case,
Superman.
It was huge. It was huge. And it rolled on tires and things like that. How do you do that in the wilderness? You have to dig yourself a path and all that kind of garbage. With this, you know what the camera size is today. It's so big by so big. Fasten it onto a shoulder. Put it on the front of a Steadicam, you know, apparatus. And you can run through the forest right after the guy that you're trying to film at the same time that someone's running toward him, so that you're getting it from both sides. Then the magic, editing, putting it together. That's where the true genius, I think,
in editing
happens. Yes, very, you know, definite.
You know, it's interesting you say that, because I just rewatched the movie Casino, mm-hmm. the Martin Scorsese movie, mm-hmm. and it's remarkable when you listen to the director's conversation and Thelma Shoemaker, the editor's conversation. These are lovely, nice, older Jewish people mm-hmm. who've been making these movies forever. But these movies they're making are so violent. It's unbelievable. Where does that come from? Because, you know, Joe Pesci's scene with the pen, if you remember that.
Yes, yes.
Where he took care of a problem and proved that you don't need gun laws and knife laws. You need laws against pens. Why do they take such delight in the level of violence
because
in these movies?
Because an audience likes it. It is not happening to them. It's a vicarious experience, in some cases a visceral experience, because you might have been attacked, and you know what it feels like. What a film tries to do is get you... No, that's not right. I always told the kids that a good movie would suck you into the screen and make you part of it. And then we went to see The Exorcist, and one of the kids got up and said, "You were wrong. You said it sucked you in. That damn thing came off the screen and chased me out of the movie theater." It depends. It depends upon the mood. It depends upon the society. It depends upon relevant information that's happening now. Sam, I don't know that we have time for this, but let me give it a try. In 1976, I worked for the Army, putting a film component into the music and theater program. It was fantastic. I got sent to some of the most wonderful places and some of the most frightening places in the world. I was unmarried. I could go to small batteries rather than, you know, just the places that were completely safe. I got assigned to the DMZ. And my job was to bring film so that we would have every night. And I was assigned there for 6 weeks. It was 2 weeks and then 2 weeks. It was interesting. It was like being a child again when you have a string down the middle of the room and you say, "You stay on your side and I'll stay on my side." That's actually what the DMZ is like. They got white bricks going up over tables and things. There's North Korea. Here's South Korea. We couldn't show the films inside because there were too many guys. We didn't have enough room. So they put together three bed sheets, stitched them together, and we had an outdoor theater without the cars. Had a wonderful time. Fourth night. It was musicals. Betty Grable in Down Argentine Way. I'll never forget this. I felt a tug on my pants because we're all sitting on the ground. And I look down and the guy says to me in front of me, "Turn around and look quietly, gently." So I turn around and I look up. There are North Koreans in the tree watching the movie. So I did what I later found out was probably not the wisest thing to do. I waved at them. They waved back. I thought that was nice. Four nights later, because they were there every night, one of the guys said, "We should give them popcorn too." Okay, fine. That's a great idea. There was one small problem. The tree was in North Korea. The branches were in South Korea. The only way to get them popcorn would be to leave it up against the tree. Somebody had to walk into North Korea. Guess who was stupid enough to do it?
Really?
Yes. It was only from here to you, Sam. It was nothing. And I left the popcorn, came back. That night, I felt popcorn on my head. And three of the guys leaned down, and in Korean, "Annyeonghaseyo" is thank you. Now, in and of itself, big damn deal. But then I said to myself years and years later, wouldn't it be wonderful if we could arrange something like that to show that people are the same? And a universal language can mean the same thing to all of us. And we don't have to be stupid the way we are today.
More with Howard Rosenberg when we come back.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. What is Switch? The answer? They represent the most dynamic growth industry in the United States today. Data storage, the information of the world. Here they're building the first of many 1 million square foot facilities. It's in their new campus. It's for eBay. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevada.
Are you looking to buy furniture? At Consign Furniture, you'll find one-of-a-kind pieces at prices you'll love. With savings up to 70% off retail, you can't go wrong. Consign Furniture, the smart way to buy. Sierra Center Parkway, next to Target in South Reno.
When you're driving, put down your cell phone. All those LOLs and OMGs can wait. You don't want to get sued.
Go lightly in Vanna, 222-3333.
Northern Nevada and Northern California's number one area rug cleaning facility is now Evergreen Carpet Care. Our four-step process begins with thoroughly removing all dirt, dust, and lint. Then your rug is expertly and delicately cleaned in our rug washing pool. After the cleaning process, we rinse your rug in our special centrifuge. Then your rug is hung to dry. Evergreen Carpet Care makes it easy with free pickup and delivery of your area rugs.
For expert rug cleaning and more, it's forever Evergreen.
The big law firms in this area have noisy ads, but what about their results?
Call Kilpatrick and Bolentini at 882-6112. Quality representation, no noise.
Looking to sell your gently used furniture or household items? Let Consign Furniture help. We'll do all the heavy lifting, pricing, and selling for you. Give us a call today and arrange for pickup. Consign Furniture, it's the easy and safe way to sell.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Howard Rosenberg in his role as entertainment critic.
You know, Howard, recently the Oscars have been criticized for being almost an all-white production and for the lack of black nominees. What are your thoughts on that?
I wish I knew. You know, I honestly wish that I knew. I'm 80 years old. I really thought that kind of thing was behind us. I'm finding more and more today it isn't behind us. We are super sensitive. We've got to be careful of every word. And I think that what's happened is that there are certain segments of the entertainment community that have always felt like this and are saying it now. In one respect, maybe it's good. We need to hear it. We need to see, is there something there? Is it indeed happening? And how do we fix it? And it isn't just black community, it's the Asian community as well, Hispanic community as well. How do you take care of all of the people that are contributing?
Well, you changed the way that the voting is done
exactly.
By the people who are voting.
And they're doing it. They're doing it now.
Well, they're saying they're going to do it over several years.
Yes.
But you know what's going to be the most fun part of watching the Oscars this year is the host, Chris Rock. Chris Rock has got the biggest tablet ever to be able to say whatever he wants, and all of the presenters that will be coming out. I mean, the Academy will be made to look like a laughing stock if it does not change its ways after this year's...
Very definitely. But, Sam, the entire thing you've got to remember is the Academy Awards are entertainment. That's all they are. And a lot of people will be very offended if it's used as a podium. I mean, look at what's happened in the past.
Marlon Brando used it as
Jane
for political.
Fonda, and I know, it's been done. But sometimes... And I've never learned this, and you know that. Keeping your big mouth shut is the important thing to do. I've never learned it, but you should.
But why should they?
No, I'm not saying they shouldn't say something. I'm saying that they should be done in a very, very respectful and very comfortable way.
Oh, I don't think so. I think it would be even better if Don Rickles would be the host or co-host with Chris Rock and would actually
is
come out.
Is he still
and
around?
Yes, he is. And
very much around.
On a regular basis in Las Vegas and around the country. Come out and say, you know, the way that we deal
Archie
with
Bunker,
these problems.
The same thing.
Absolutely.
No, I agree.
Sammy Davis Jr. Kisses
but,
Archie Bunker.
Yeah,
great episode.
Hello. But the important thing to recognize is there's a right time and a right place.
And the right place is the Academy Awards
that's
on
your
that night.
Opinion. That's fine.
What's his show?
It's not a private function. It's a worldwide program.
You're still dealing with a very small organization. when you come right down to it. And changing a very small organization can be difficult. For instance, they don't give out the D.W. Griffith Award anymore because he made Birth of a Nation, which is considered racist. When he made it, it wasn't considered
racist. And I understand that.
You've got to... Everything's got to be put in a context, Sam.
But revolution doesn't happen that way. Revolution isn't clean and nice and polite.
Never having been in a revolution myself, I wouldn't know.
Yes, exactly. And if the Academy didn't want this to happen, Chris Rock would not be the host.
You got it. Hello, does this tell us something? Who is actually pulling the strings? And what is it that it's meant to do?
And the answer?
I wish I knew.
Well, I think the answer is that the Academy is waking up to the fact that if they want to still be around 10, 20 years from now, that they have to change and they have to recognize...
No, the Academy may recognize that this is awfully good for the Academy because there are going to be billions of people watching.
And we shall...
Same way the Fox people take care of their business.
And we shall see what happens with the ratings and what happens for next year. Howard Rosenberg, thank you so much.
Always. Thank you.
We'll be right back.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
Accidents happen every day. They change lives in an instant.
But what happens next is critical. That's why you need expert legal representation.
We worked for the insurance companies. We know their tricks.
Galloway and Jensen, we fight for you.
If you're looking for a professional healthcare career that gets respect, you may want to become a pharmacy technician. Pharmacy technicians help patients every day by dispensing and preparing medicines which improve lives. You can work alongside pharmacists in retail pharmacies or hospitals. Helping people feel better every day? What's better than that? Start now by calling Career College of Northern Nevada.
Listen up, folks. A DUI is not some traffic ticket you can just pay off. It's a crime, and you will go to jail if it's not handled correctly from the start. I'm attorney Jesse Coulter, and I've helped hundreds of people stay out of jail. What's your freedom worth?
An important announcement for anyone suffering with type 2 diabetes, frustrated with the constant lack of energy, and tired of trying one drug after another only to see your condition get worse. You need to attend this free diabetes dinner workshop and find out how many patients are now reversing their type 2 diabetes while actually reducing and even eliminating their medications and insulin entirely. Seating is limited. To register for this free dinner event, call 775-200-0171 and reserve your spot now.
If you can sit on it, sleep on it, prop up your feet on it, we've got it, every recycled furniture. Wash your clothes with it, watch your favorite shows with it, we've got it, every recycled furniture.
Accidents happen every day. They change lives in an instant.
When you've been injured, you're going to have questions.
We have the answers and the experience.
Call Galloway and Jensen, 333-7555. We fight for you.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com. You can also download podcasts of the show free of charge from iTunes. We'll see you on the next broadcast.